Have you ever wondered how some people seem to thrive under pressure while others crumble? Author Ben Romalingam, with 2 decades of experience in observing and interpreting how people channel disaster into opportunity, has distilled his expertise into upshift, turning pressure into performance and crisis into creativity. Ben is the executive director of the United Kingdom Humanitarian Innovation Hub and has worked with and advised the United Nations, the World Bank, national and regional governments, non-governmental organizations, and businesses. Here he is to share 5 of his big ideas.
Hello, my name is Ben Romalingam, and I work in international disaster response. For many years, I've been working with and advising humanitarian organizations like the Red Cross, the United Nations, and Doctors Without Borders, in conflicts like Ukraine and Afghanistan, in health crises like the COVID-19 pandemic and Ebola outbreaks, and natural disasters like the Haiti earthquake or the Pakistan floods. Along with many colleagues around the world, I've been trying hard to make crisis responses more relevant to needs, more attuned to contexts, and more innovative. My latest book, Upshift, Turning Pressure into Performance and Crisis into Creativity, is based on my experience observing and supporting people to channel disaster into opportunity in some of the most extreme circumstances and conditions on Earth. I set out to challenge the assumption that stress and pressure are only ever bad for our work and our lives. And in the book, I show you how to transform these forces into performance and creativity through a process that I call upshifting. I'd like to share 5 insights from the book with you. Insight number 1 is the inverted U-curve, a series of famous experiments from the early 20th century first identified an inverted U-curve that links pressure and performance. Since then, in many, many settings, it has been shown that our performance in creative and problem-solving tasks actually increases with stress up to a threshold point. When we experience too much stress beyond this threshold, we get overloaded. It's hard to organize our thoughts and gain control of different situations. But too little stress is no good either. Below the threshold, we quickly become disengaged, demotivated, unfulfilled, and bored. In this Goldilocks zone between cognitive overload and unload, where stress is neither too little or too much, but just right, lies the zone of optimal performance, the zone of upshifting. Here we have enough pressure and stress to keep us on our toes, but not so much that it becomes overwhelming. This zone varies for different people facing different problems in different situations. Your optimal point of stress versus performance will be different to mine. But we can all learn to better reach and maintain optimal performance under pressure. To reach and stay within the zone of upshifting, we need the right mentality, which is my second insight. As long as we have the right mentality, we can channel and harness pressure to our advantage when doing something stressful. This has been demonstrated through a lot of neuroscientific and experimental research. Scientists have put volunteers into a variety of stressful problems and situations, such as singing in front of strangers, doing maths tests under pressure. Participants wore heart monitors and could see their heart rate on a monitor during the tasks. What many thousands of these tests have shown is that the way in which you frame and interpret stress helps us to conjure up new mental contexts for ourselves that in turn sharpens and boosts our performance. When you feel you're taking on a challenge rather than facing a threat, it sets up a series of changes to the chemistry of the brain that focuses your attention and sharpens your performance. Reinterpreted in this way, pressure can become a source of positive energy that aids performance in a whole range of settings. It enables students to better manage stress, freedivers to reach new records, pilots to land malfunctioning planes, and even separates Olympic champions from other elite athletes. Mentality opens the door to upshifting, but to walk through the door we need to harness originality, which is my third insight. I want to pose a puzzle to you all. How many different uses can you come up with for a paperclip? Most of your answers will initially be pretty straightforward. You can use the existing function and design of a paperclip and use it to hold things together. Cash, flowers, bags. You can repurpose it as a poking or scratching tool. You could use it to make marks, write with ink, as an artist's tool. On average, most people will give up after about 9 guesses. Some, however, will keep going and will start coming up with much more original ideas. Put hundreds of clips into a can to make a percussion instrument. Melt them down to make new metal objects. Use them on documents as a coded communication tool. By joining me in this thought experiment, you have all just performed what's called the alternative uses test, which is one of the most established means of assessing original thinking. It was actually developed during World War II as a way of getting fighter pilots to think more creatively about their options once they'd been shot down. Among people who regularly work in the peak performance zone, including fighter pilots, medical responders, firefighters, and surgeons, there is a clear pattern of being able to use divergent thinking under pressure, generating creative ideas through exploring many possible solutions. Our ability to do this hinges on psychological and cognitive and social factors. But this is not a fixed capability. Just as with our ways of managing stress, we all have different starting points, but we can also all learn to be more original. Research shows that by repeating the alternative uses test regularly, we can enhance our creative thinking, and it can even lead to long-term improvements in our cognitive capabilities and our psychological resilience. Attaining and sustaining upshifts comes down to our sense of meaning and purpose, which is the fourth insight I want to share. A sense of purpose has a profound impact on whether and how we reach and maintain our optimal performance. Medical research has shown that a greater sense of purpose can help us live longer, happier, healthier lives. Life purpose is also linked to lower incidence of acute and chronic diseases. In situations where pressure can't be avoided, you can get people to be creative by instilling a meaningful purpose, whereby they have a sense that there is an important, urgent need for the work that they do. When I examined the components of purpose under pressure in more detail, I was struck by the repeated lesson that purpose is not something that we either have or do not, but rather purpose is a doing word. It is an emotional and motivational process, something we feel at a visceral level when we engage in activities that we feel are deeply relevant to who we are and what we want and need to do. The fifth insight I'd like to share with you is gleaned from innovators working in different high-pressure settings, from my own field of humanitarian responses to the military, space exploration, and even the performing arts. There is no single best way of performing under pressure. Rather, there are numerous ways, each of which harnesses our distinctive problem-solving skills, creativity, and imagination in different ways. We might be challengers who constructively challenge the status quo of how things are done. We might be crafters who develop solutions based on a deep understanding of how technical and social aspects of problems fuse together. We might be combiners, bridging and remixing ideas across different fields and disciplines. We might be connectors who are able to reach exactly the right people at the right time. We might be corroborators, able to use data and evidence and analysis to judge what's good or bad on the basis of whether it works or not. Or we might be conductors who can orchestrate collective efforts into shared and sustained missions. In my book, you'll learn about these archetypes and also be able to locate yourselves amongst them. You may not think of yourself as a typical creative, but we all have a role to play, and we often don't realise it until the crisis that becomes our calling strikes. I believe we can use these archetypes to democratise the very ideas of creativity and innovation, to embrace the diversity of our cognitive capabilities. And in doing so, we should consign to the dustbin of history the persistent idea of the lone innovator. There is an old adage that suggests we should never let a good crisis go to waste. I believe the real adage should be, in a crisis, don't ever let anyone go to waste. In crisis situations, despite everything we might hear at the moment to the contrary, diversity is not the problem. Diversity is the solution. And embracing this diversity is one way of ensuring we are more prepared for and better able to respond to the crises that will inevitably come in the future. I want to close with a simple message, which is at the heart of my work and which I have attempted to document in Upshift. We need to challenge the assumption that crises kill creativity. For a whole range of problems, in many different settings, people are finding, managing and dealing with pressure and stress in ways that don't lower their creative capabilities, they advance them. In fact, I've documented many examples around the world of successful innovators who have tapped into this to attain new levels of human and professional excellence. We now live in a world of perpetual simultaneous crisis, of what has been termed the polycrisis. To better manage and cope, we need to see constraints and limitations, not as restrictions, but as a source of freedom, as the starting point for upshifting. As Nobel laureate Ilya Prigozhin eloquently put it, our world may be uncertain, That uncertainty is at the very heart of human creativity. Thank you all very much for listening.
Thank you, Ben. That was Ben Ramalingam with 5 big ideas from Upshift, turning pressure into performance and crisis into creativity. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.